you know, they're supposed to create clearances and stuff like that. So yeah, I had a freshly built bike. I had about 4 or 5 bags. So what I did was I just went downstairs and I was like, okay, what's the next thing I can do? If I want to make the journey, I've got to make sure the bike is in good condition. Well, I already had that covered because the bike was just rebuilt. So I was like, okay, that's solved. What's the next thing I need? And now the next thing, obviously, was fuel. So I said, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to fill a full tank of fuel. And by the time I come back, I think I'll know what I want to do and what I don't want to do. So I went ahead and I like literally just went to the petrol pump, filled up the tank full. I came back home, and by the time I came home, I was like, am I really going to do this? Am I going to move to Goa, take my bike, tie my bags onto it, and move to Goa? Is that really what I'm going to do? So I decided, you know what, man, if you don't live life and if you don't take those steps that really make you feel weird in your stomach, you know, where you get the butterflies in your stomach, that's the ones that really matter, right? Because then you know it's something that means something to you, and it's not just a frivolous passing kind of move, you know, emotion or a sentiment, you could call it. So what I did was I decided not to ride directly to Goa, because considering this would have been my first really long trip, like I'd ridden to Pune a few times, and Pune is about maybe 200 odd kilometers from where I stand. But yeah, and that was pretty tiring the first few times I did it, at least, because, you know, it takes a lot of consistency when you're trying to ride long distances. Your buttocks get really sore, man. Your legs start giving up, your buttocks get sore, your wrists start hurting, your palms start hurting a little bit, because you're always planted on the bike, and you have to constantly keep it balanced, and you have to constantly make sure that nothing's going wrong with it, right? So I was a little bit nervous. I was like, oh, bloody hell, man, it's 800 kilometers almost. And that's never done that kind of distance before. And especially on such a small bike. And then on top of that, on top of all the things, a small bike, a great distance, I had bags, bloody hell. So it got a bit, you know, scary towards the beginning of the whole journey. But as and when I moved on and I just went home, I looked at the bags. I said, okay, you know, this is what's going to work. This is what's going to make us feel better. So why not just do that, right? So I eventually convinced myself to, you know, just go to sleep that night. And the next day when I woke up in the morning, that's when I decided that I'm not going to do the journey in one shot, right? So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over. I have two elder brothers. The eldest one lives at Goa. He was the one who was taking me in. And then I had another brother, Sean, who lives at Pune. So I decided I'm going to ride to Pune, spend the day and night over there, get some rest. And then the next day, make the next, 600 odd kilometer journey from Pune to Goa. And the journey to Pune reminded me of how